passed on and realized that eternal fate has turned its back on me.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone.
It's 2 a.m.
The sun is still warm.
Gonna let it play and see how long it would go for, maybe the whole show, but can't do that. This is our first Sunday night in a long time. We used to be on Sundays back and forth. Now the program in the zone is on Saturdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Central, and 12 midnight Eastern on Saturdays and Sundays. We were going to have James Corbett on the program tonight, but he had a priority that was important, something he had to take care of. He will be on hopefully next Sunday, and I believe we may have Melody Hallett from Oracle Broadcasting on the program. I'm supposed to be on her program next Saturday. I have to check the time. I want to say it's 11. Actually, I think it's noon to 2 or something like that, Pacific. And then she, I believe, is going to come on my program on Saturday night. And then when we have James back on next Sunday, Melody may come on that program as well, which should make it pretty interesting. It's always good to have different guests and co-hosts and people on the program, excuse me, to keep things alive and hopping in. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. I am a graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, at a place known as Kings Point, New York. It's kind of where West Point gets its name, too, from being in West Point. It is a federal and a military service academy. There have been active moves to shut it down over the years, much of which has been coming from the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard wishes to replace, somehow, our United States Merchant Marine Academy, just like the Navy wanting to replace the West Point or the military academy. Different purposes, different roles, and different authorities. But the Coast Guard is just way out of control. It has become like the Borg, and it is assimilating everything that it can get its hands on. We'll be right back and talk about that a little bit more right after this commercial break. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Reinvigorating and recreating this worldwide system of United Kingdoms
where these individuals who show their fealty to the system and to the royal families of the system are rewarded and awarded great benefits from doing what they do, and they know this. They don't want to earn anything of their own accord or build anything of their own accord. They would rather suck ass, for want of a better way of saying it. I don't know if I can say that, ass being a donkey, of course. Rather than actually building, constructing, doing something positive, constructive, I hate to use the term progressive because it's such a dirty word now. You know, even that term progressive came from a progressive tax system that the more you made, the better you did from this system, the more you had to pay back. And it was intended to prevent and preclude royal families from arising to where you've got, you know, literally billionaires, people like Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who was a billionaire. Not the richest man or person in Congress, that was Jane Harman, and she's now resigned and walked away after using her office to benefit herself and her corporations and her family members and others and other quote-unquote crown families. And these people do work together, you know, hand in hand. But what I was saying the other night, last night, on the Saturday Night Program, was how these individuals clearly knew what was coming our way because they were involved in it and planning it. And I'm not talking just about 9/11 or anything like that. I'm talking about the financial collapse, what's going on in Europe, what's going on with the banks, the mortgage scandals, the, you know, you can go back if you want to junk bonds issues and Milken and, you know, Wells Fargo was involved in much of that. One of the Bushes was involved in that. But they knew well in advance because all you have to do is look at some of the information, like taking the creation of Homeland Security in the first place. That was created by an executive order, not by an act of Congress. Tom Ridge was walking around hat in hand, wondering if he had a job, waiting on Congress to do its job, to actually legislate what the president had mandated by Executive Order 13228. And you'll notice those the marquee numbers inside the bookends of 1 and 8, which is 322, is the lodge number for Skull and Bones that Bush and Kerry belong to. But they not only created the Department of Homeland Security, they started putting out propaganda as early as 1999, if not well before, about taking the Coast Guard and turning it into a special branch of military in this newfound Department of Das Homeland Security that is an Uber agency. It's an Uber Gestapo. All you have to do is look at the TSA and actions of Admiral Loy, Admiral Collins, Admiral Allen, and now Admiral Papp, who has taken over most recently, and others. You know, Loy is working for Lockheed Martin, or was working for Lockheed Martin. Allen went to work for the Rand Corporation. Rand Corporation, Rand, where have I heard that name before? Like Dresser Rand, like Ann Rand. And if you think this is all hubbub-a-loo and makeup too, you can do a little bit of research and find out how tightly knit the Hinckley family was to the Reagan family, where was John Hinckley snapped and went after and shot Ronald Reagan and several other people. I'm trying to think of Brady. I think it was Brady that was in the infamous gun laws have come from because of that. But and of course, you know, Ronald Reagan was knighted by the Queen of England. Don't forget that. And so was George Herbert Walker Bush. And when you start seeing like aircraft carriers named after people who aren't dead yet,
I think Reagan might have still been alive. I know George Herbert Walker Bush was still alive when one was named after him. And when public trusts are named after people, it's a sign of the times. It's a sign that, you know, just like in Rome, in the Republic, when it was converted back to a kingdom and or an empire, you know, which is what it originated as. It was a kingdom founded by the two brothers, proverbially speaking, if not actually. And then it waffled back and forth when the people eventually wrested control and turned it into a republic. It went back and forth for hundreds, if not almost, you know, 1,000 years or more. What it is now, only God knows. The Pope, you know, Cardinal Ratzinger is German, of course. If you can't see the influence, much like in Bobbitt's book, Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History, he lays out how the last 1,300 years of not just European history, but world history, has evolved, if not revolved, around one issue, which is the creation and or recreation of something that was once known as Greater Germania. And it would be the, I'm trying to think of the other term for bringing it back together, which would be the, you know, what happened with Germany after the fall. And Bobbitt gets into this in his book, you know, talks about the end of the Long War, and the Long War being from World War One through and up till the fall of the wall in Berlin. And the reunification, that was the term I was looking for, because the last 1,300 years of European history, if not world history, has revolved, if not clearly evolved, around that single issue, or you can take it however you want, the unification and or reunification of Germany or Germania. You know, forget about, I've brought this up before, you know, the purchase of Chrysler, the M1 A1 Abrams main battle tank that Chrysler controlled before its sale, the issues of this recent sale of the New York Stock Exchange to the Germans, what's going on in the European Union, what's going on in the world. War is the great uniter. You know, even children realize that, you know, little boys, that when they get in a fight or a scuffle, you know, they could be, a bit of a contest of wills of who's in charge or who hates whom. But often, not always, the when the dust settles on the scuffle and the fight, all of a sudden, these two guys who are, you know, beating the daylights out of each other are now best friends. And that's just, you know, one of the ways of the world. But we've seen, and we've done this ourselves, and you can look to many civilizations in the past that have, when they conquer another civilization, they assimilate not necessarily the best, and oftentimes the worst of that civilization. And we did conquer Nazi Germany. And to some extent, some people would beg to differ in that it was more of a battle than the war. And the war still, to this day, rages on. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Bribe you for that. I should have.
Got back.
Okay, we are back. Thank you. 800-313-9443. We are live. This is Sunday night. It is 9:23 Pacific Standard Time, 11:23 Central, and just after midnight, 12:23 Eastern Standard Time. And it is November 13th, 2011. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program is on. Host Eric Schein, and all you have to do is look back through history, and after Charlemagne, after he brought it together under what constituted the Holy Roman Empire, and brought together what was known as Greater Germania, after his death, it was broken up because it was seen as all too powerful, and that included the lands of Liechtenstein, Austria, Bavaria, Prussia, which was eventually married into, you know, and much of what we know as today came from Prussia, and they use the same tactics that they're using here now in the United States to go after tried and true families who have served their country for generations, take them out, flip it, convert it, bring in a bunch of newbies who do not have the I'd use the term education or intellect or pedigree to an extent, and I'm not trying to set up a certain or special class But these people don't have, I'm even, you know, even in this case right now against Homeland Security, I'm reading these, the case law that they're presenting to me, the FAA ALJ Manager of Operations, or ALJ Operations, Administrative Law Judge Operations, acting as the clerk for the lower FAA proceedings, which I was not in, the administrative law judges from the FAA act as hearing officers. They've changed the name to judges so that they can pretend that these are real courts somehow, and that they can take away life, liberty, and property and destroy people's lives, falsify records, use a branch of military to seize records, like in the Coast Guard situation, a little different from the FAA. But an individual FAA hearing officer, as they call it now, administrative law judge, hears an FAA case. Then, if it's appealed by either the FAA administrator or the individual, the injured party who is licensed or has a FAA documents, I guess, because I'm sure that they handle more than just you know, pilot's licenses and more, which is kind of disturbing to an extent. The FAA administrator or the individual who's a respondent who was involved in the case can file an appeal to the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board. The NTSB is made up of, comprised the board, and the board members are individual FAA ALJs. So the level of independence is somewhat circumspect and, you know, if not absent. The individual FAA ALJs become the board members, much like in a circuit appellate court, where if you file, say, an appeal of a petition for review of an agency action, and this goes into like what I'm trying to think of his name. I can't even think. The governor, the hammer, the guy who's living in Mexico right now. I can't think of his name. Mr. Producer Man, please have me out here. Manny. What's the governor's name? The Navy SEAL, Minnesota. The guy who's governor and spoke out and talked about the panel that he was brought before and et cetera, who... he's outspoken. He wants to be Ron Paul's vice president or whatever. Anyways, his name escapes me at the moment, and I digress. But the FAA manager of ALJ operations, which I've had no dealings with, other than them telling me that they don't have the record because they never got it, and because I wasn't before an FAA ALJ, the acted as and on behalf of and signed as the general counsel of the NTSB, she filed a case where the NTSB appealed its own decision or appealed an FAA decision. It's like it'd be like the district court appealing its own decision. And it's like, so they have a ruling out saying that the, you know, NTSB cannot do this and appeal their own decisions, that it either has to come from the FAA administrator as a litigant or the individual respondent, the licensed pilot, and not the NTSB as like the appellate, you know, board or body or arbiter. And so they're trying to use this case to say that the NTSB cannot be named as a respondent only because in this case, it said that they cannot initiate a proceeding because they don't have standing. They're not a party in interest because they're the arbiter or the quote-unquote court. These proceedings are so convoluted, so disturbing, so unsettling as to be unimaginable.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're coming back. Yeah, I know it was Jesse the Body Ventura, and I don't know why his name escaped me completely. A listener called in, and producer remembered it. And I can picture his face and him talking about different things, but for whatever reason, his name just escaped me. I guess he's been a little outspoken talking about being Ron Paul's vice presidential candidate with him. And anyways, beyond all that, no, I just want to, I mean, if people started paying attention to history and what's going on, I mean, who's benefiting right now from what's going on? Germany is doing marvelously well, and what's interesting is they've actually taken on a lot of the things that we pushed over there after the war, unions, collective bargaining, many things that we have such a problem with here in the United States, let alone due process and more. Many of the labor leaders actually sit on the board of directors of many corporations. So there's direct input from labor. And I mean, it's almost like in the Navy or any armed service to where you get a brand new ensign or officer out of an academy or somewhere. And the first thing they want to do is prove that they're in charge and that, you know, everybody better listen and do, you know, as they're told, in what they're told, when anyone with a little bit more wisdom, and after they get broken in a little bit, will realize that the best thing that you can do is let the people who've been doing their job day in and day out do their job, use them as an asset or a resource, let them do their job, and things will run much smoother. You know, these people are professionals. They're not on the same path as you as an officer. And that is better to, realize your own limitations and to, you know, that even goes to like the president and who he's surrounded by. You have to rely upon, you know, no man is an island or no woman. And you have to rely upon the people that are around you. And I don't know. Right now, it's insane. They were calling it last night. I was watching part of this. And they called it the commander-in-chief debate. They weren't calling it the presidential nominee or presidential candidate debate. They were calling it the commander-in-chief. And so it's clearly like, now we have an emperor. Now we have a military dictator who is permanently, even by what the news channels and these, you know, individuals put on the debate are putting out there, that the president, and I've never seen this before. Yes, of course, he's referred to as the commander-in-chief here and there, time and again, but not when or in a presidential debate. I mean, you know, maybe other people have seen it. Maybe other people have noticed it before. I never have. And to me, and, you know, whether it's existed or not, it's disturbing to me because, first and foremost, the civilian nature and civilian character of that office and who holds that office when they're in that office is the key thing. And the reason that we have a civilian as commander in chief, so that we do not end up with a military dictatorship. And one of the things that I've been outspoken about and fighting, even myself firsthand, in the what's going on in Homeland Security now, I'm before the Ninth Circuit now, facing off against them somehow on my own, although I've been declared to be medically, mentally incompetent by Homeland Security, nonetheless, of course, Janet Napolitano and others. Why would you take the Coast Guard, life-saving, lighthouses, revenue cutter marine, rum runner service, ice-breaking service, et cetera, all that mostly started as volunteer civil service positions, unpaid, that were eventually federalized, remained civil service positions. How do you get the lighthouses being a military installation? Even in times of war, it remains a civilian installation, and it may come under the command and control of the military or a liaison required to be there to protect the lighthouses because we need them also for, you know, strategic and military purposes and also for civil defense and national defense, and also so they don't fall into the wrong hands and are used against us or used by others to guide, you know, vessels into our harbors where they might carry out, you know, or wreak havoc. But the icebreaking service, again, or the life-saving service, these are all civil services, civilian civil services. The Coast Guard was a federal maritime police and regulatory force. And I hate to even use the term force or civil service. That now, well before all this stuff happened in 2007, 2008, if not well before, housing bubble and housing scandal and mortgage scandal and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the bubbles and Madoff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, AIG, Enron and more, WorldCom, Global Crossing, Tyco, that they moved, and not only put propaganda out in late 1990s, and they've been working on this for quite some time, much of it going back to not only the creation of the Coast Guard in 1915, but the creation of the Revenue Cutter Marine in 1791 by Hamilton, and what Hamilton was up to in all of this. He was a Federalist, I would say a world Federalist, not a limited democratic constitutional republic, you know, a hybrid, a democratic republican constitutional hybrid, a republic, where the republican side and the democratic side are merged together, like the democratic institution of the vote by as many stakeholders as possible, people who can vote, who would elect an individual or individuals as a Republican form of government to represent us, but do it through a democratic institution such as the vote. Congress itself, although each individual representative is a Republican form of representation, an individual representing a body, all of those individuals, when they come together, form a democratic institution known as Congress, the House and or the Senate, to where that institution and that body, with all those individual Republican representatives, and I don't mean Republican as a party, I'm talking as a institution or form of government being derived from being in a republic, we have this hybrid, and it's both. It's not just quote unquote mob rule, which would be a true democracy or a pure democracy, and it's not just Republican, to where the best and brightest and those who arise to the top through one means or another would be elected through some means to represent the rest of us and to be our voice. And it's not supposed to be one voice. It's supposed to be the voices of, especially when there's differing positions or differing viewpoints or differing voices, that whoever is elected is supposed to reflect and embody all of those voices, whether or not they agree with them, because at some point, you know, once elected, they don't just represent those who put them in office by winning those votes. They still must represent all those who did not vote for them and did not help put them in office, but also have a say in our system of governance. It's not, you know, the minority is just as important as the majority, and the voice of the minority should not be squashed, for want of a better term, or quashed or quelled and overridden by whoever has a simple majority. That is just, it's not even how the ancients had seen living in a quote-unquote republic. And what's important is that we all have a stake in this. We all are the stakeholders. And whether you vote or not does not mean that you have to vote to be a stakeholder, because there's many other ways to voice your concern, your opinions, your position, your own self-interest, or even to, you know, hopefully stick up for other people who cannot or will not stick up for themselves for unknown reason. And I don't know. It's just I never thought for a moment, going back 10, 15, 20 years, that I would see the things that I've seen in the last 5 to 10 years. And I'm talking corruption top to bottom, where if one person, and even in my own situation, with a little bit of power or influence, stepped forward and done the right thing, untold U.S. Treasury assets would have been saved and not squandered on going after me unnecessarily. I haven't done anything. I've been charged by Homeland Security and the U.S. Coast Guard. And we've had, what, 2 ALJs, 3 or 4 admirals, a bunch of vice admirals, a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard as a JAG officer, as one prosecutor, another prosecutor, Lieutenant Brian Hill, on and on and on, and all the travel, all of the resources, the NTSB, now the Ninth Circuit, where all this stuff had begun in federal district court and the Ninth Circuit. All this money spent, U.S. taxpayer dollars, just wasted, rather than allowing an individual to have their grievances heard. And, you know, clearly, because of the number and type of individuals who have stepped up, like Carol C. Lamb, she was one of the U.S. attorneys who was fired allegedly by Bush, and I say to provide her cover, not to necessarily, you know, mistreat her. And she went to go work for Qualcomm, of course. But Carol C. Lamb was deeply involved in my own situation, as is and has been Alex Kaczynski, who is now in charge of as Chief Justice of the Ninth Circuit, who sent me back to the executive branch in a program of extrajudicial rendition, administrative rendition, back to the Department of Homeland Security to be further tortured, to where they did things like try to connect me to Timothy McVeigh. Like, why? I have no connection to him. I haven't carried out any kind of a terrorist threat or act. I put in a whistleblower letter to Norman Netta, Secretary of Transportation, about how we can't allow incidents like what happened with McVeigh to go unchecked, because it opens up conduits for international terrorism. And because of that, they tried to use that to connect me somehow to Timothy McVeigh and take it completely out of context. It's in the transcripts. You can go online and see if you can find the August 26th, August 27th, 2003 transcripts. And it goes in there, and I had counsel at the time, Peter Forgy, albeit conflicted. And he even says on the record that that's completely unfair, because they're taking it entirely out of context and trying to use it to somehow tie or connect me to Timothy McVeigh, which is absolutely insane. And how and why would not anyone be upset, or as they've charged me with being depressed, quote unquote, when they're trying to play games like that with somebody's life? And not only, and then it kind of brings into question, when there's no oversight, there's no adults in the room, there's no one stopping this, and it's clearly coming from the top, because these are coming from uniformed and what are to be declared now to be military officers in the Coast Guard somehow, or the Coast Guard's a branch of military and Homeland Security somehow, in Homeland Security where there are to be no branches of military, because any and all branches of military, there's only 4, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, are all within the Department of Defense, and they are contained therein, just like nuclear weapons or tanks or anything else. They're all under the command and control of the Department of Defense. And anything that has any kind of a defense or military or especially offensive nature to it, and this it goes into even a courtroom and a gavel, in my own proceedings, they used a JAG officer, Judge Advocate General, commissioned uniformed military officer in the quote-unquote Coast Guard, to prosecute me. So what, you know, they wouldn't even allow or read into the record, and they said I had no right to an arraignment, no right to plead to charges. And this is all in the transcripts, and you can find them online. either the October 23rd, 2007 transcripts or the May 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 2008 transcripts that were held in a four-day trial of me at the Federal Fusion Center in Long Beach, California. So when people are coming out like myself and warning and informing you that our government has gone over the edge, or individuals within our government like Janet Napolitano and others have gone over the edge, you should start to listen, stand up, and become involved and work to correct it and impose yourself as a citizen upon as the ultimate level of oversight on our government and make it work and stop these kind of machinations. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we just got a few minutes left, but we will be on Melody Hallett's program Saturday morning on, I don't know, I'm having some major issues with my memory here, my memory drive. Let me pull it up really quick. But I want to go to Barrett in Idaho. He called in last night, and I want to let him get in here real quick. Barrett, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
How's it going?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was talking to the football player guy. I forget his name. He comes on Saturday morning. It's called Totally
Phil.
Yeah, it's called Totally Unconstitutional.
Yeah, and,
they're talking about expatriation, but nobody that I've asked, I've called, I think three people.
Well, Jesse Ventura is an expat. He's now living in Mexico.
I mean, what's the pros and cons? I mean, if you're getting, like, food stamps, you're homeless, or you have a house, I mean, what do they take away from you? I mean, you can't, let's see, I mean, if you expatriate, you don't get Social Security, you won't get retirement. I mean, I don't know, what are the remedies?
Well, that's not true. A lot of people do expatriate and then, you know, because it's you're talking about one step further where you don't just leave the country as an expat, you actually denounce your citizenship, which is much, it's, you know, worse, and then you would not receive a lot of benefits that you had. There's a lot of people that aren't living in the country that are still getting Social Security.
But at that point, couldn't you just, like, work someplace tax-free? Just say I'm not a citizen.
I don't know if it would be tax free because you probably have to pay the taxes in that country for
smokes or whatever, gas tax.
Well, and even as a employee, you know, they're gonna extract. Go live in Sweden for a while and see what they take out of your pay.
Well, the guy that does totally unconstitutional, he said that we would pretty much, the majority of the American body politic would have to do this for it to work. So what the first people
leave the country?
Well, to where? Because there's 193 countries in the United States, which, you know, are all over the world. And we have bases in 190 of them. I don't know what the other three are.
Well, but that's the point, is like you can expatriate yourself and leave the country and swear off your citizenship to an extent.
What benefits would I get? I mean,
but
like,
are you going to be in a better position than staying here and making your government work the way it's supposed to?
Or well, you know how when you go to court, man, your counsel, your supposed public defender, which they're not. They work with the judges and the prosecutors. I went to trial because I fought this DUI I got, and they wouldn't let me make a phone call because they kept telling me we can't give you legal advice, because I knew if I got one more, I'd be suspended forever. And that is a violation of the freedom
But think about it, and this goes into the presumption of innocence and more. At some point, you're paying your taxes only to be prosecuted, not to be defended. And I have a huge, you know, especially the situation. I know, that's a show, though. Next week, Saturday, Sunday, sorry, Barrett, got into your call late. Next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and I'll be on Melody Allen's program on Oracle Broadcasting. Peace. We're out.